The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The Newer Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Brazil. The results of the most recent election, a highly contested election, is that Lula da Silva, once again the president of Brazil, is headed to China. This is exciting news because it comes in the midst of the European war frozen landscape, stalemate, bloodletting, tragedy, a drain on resources in NATO and the United States, a complication for negotiations with China by the EU, controversy, blame shifting. All of this Lula da Silva hopes to speak to when he arrives in Beijing for meetings and conversations with Xi Jinping, and he's taking a large number of Brazilian business contacts to find business and to negotiate with China. Why? China needs food. China's water and China's soil are compromised by, well, they're compromised. And so what Brazil represents is food security for China. At the same time, Lula da Silva says that part of his conversation is going to involve finding peace in Ukraine, recommending to Xi Jinping that he intervene in some important fashion or gather together world powers such as Brazil, such as India, such as China, to negotiate an end to this dispute between NATO and Russia, a high-sounding ambition. So, Professor, before we get involved in Brazil's day-to-day politics, which are complicated enough, I do not recall reading that Lula da Silva is a peacemaker at this scale. This is like Woodrow Wilson in the 21st century. Is this a new role for him? He's getting very good media.
Well, it's certainly not the first time that he's tried it. I recall during his first administration, 2003 to 2010, he tried equally unsuccessfully to position Brazil as a peace broker along with Turkey in the then ongoing U.S.-Iranian nuclear negotiations. I think both then and now it was a bit opportunistic. But it also goes back to, you know, Brazil's self-vision as a power, whose, size and international projection goes beyond just South America where it's located. Brazil, for example, through the BRICS, which brings together Brazil, Russia, India, and China and South Africa, sees itself again as a global player. And then you see BRICS and its associated New Development Bank have again, not only, try to put forth development projects in each other's countries, but usually during their meetings, opine on various different issues of the day. And so, the idea of Brazil, being somewhat unique in Latin America as suggesting that it is interested in some sort of broader political role, is especially as kind of part of the so to speak a global South, is not new. I should also point out that along with him actively trying to bring Xi Jinping into this and trying to put this on the agenda when he goes over to China now this week, he also had sent his former foreign minister Celso Andamorim as a special envoy to Moscow to try to see if the Russians were interested in actually talking. And apparently foreign minister Sergei Lavrov from Russia will visit Brazil right after Lula gets back on April 17th. And so, while it might be opportunistic for Brazil, it certainly creates a political opening for the Russians to show that despite their aggression in Ukraine, that, they still have people willing to talk to them and pretend that they're not the aggressors in Ukraine, Lula here.
It also steps past the unhappiness about the most recent election and the contest between Mr. Bolsonaro, President Bolsonaro, and President Lula da Silva. Before we move on to more ambition for Brasilia, this headline, what next for Bolsonaro? Not the presidency, wager, even his Brazil allies. The suggestion here is that Mr. Bolsonaro is a voice of the past in Brazil, which is acceptable language when you've lost a presidential election, although it was a one-term loss. and that suggests there is a future. What is your measure of Bolsonaro's place in the Americas now? Is he seen as a detour, as an outlier, or is he seen as representative of what is not much in evidence, the center-right in governance?
Well, John, for me, in many parts of the Americas, even here in the United States, there's a core a group of people who see themselves as not well represented by some of the kind of internationalization of the economy, of values, of other things. They tend to be people who are sometimes more rural in their orientation. They tend to be more religiously conservative, etc. But not unlike with Donald Trump in the United States, Bolsonaro really kind of appealed to that core group of supporters that saw the kind of the liberal agenda in Brazil as not reflecting their values and where they wanted the country to go. With respect to Bolsonaro himself, I'd say that in countries across the region, as in Europe, you do have these your right wing politics. Indeed, there's an upcoming summit that apparently Bolsonaro is going to be invited to in Paraguay for center or right wing leaders that's going to be hosted by Portugal's Chega party, as I understand it, in Lisbon. But in general, I see Bolsonaro is retaining a lot of popularity. But under Brazilian election law, if you're convicted for a serious crime, you cannot run again for presidency. And so in terms of what the future holds for Bolsonaro, apparently there are about 12 different cases going through the Brazilian electoral courts. And if at least one of those cases Bolsonaro is convicted on, that will effectively disqualify him from the presidency. But that does not mean that he cannot be a powerful force as an endorser, or indeed one of his relatives carrying forth kind of his family legacy in Brazilian politics. So I think he'll continue to be a force representing that kind of socially conservative right for some time to come in Brazil, as Brazil sadly continues to be increasingly polarized.
Lula da Silva Woodrow Wilson on his way to Beijing in these next hours. At the same time, Lula da Silva is in charge of a government that is making all the right moves with regard to the anxiety about the Amazon deforestation. We have a headline from these last days. Brazil offers to host August Summit for Amazon Rainforest Alliance. Brazil is offering to host a regional summit. Brazilian foreign minister said that President Lula da Silva aims to consolidate the region's plans for the Amazon at the summit in the northern city of Belém. What this points to, Professor, is as I'm learning my map of South America, thank you very much, and I don't credit my 20th century education. In fact, I fault that education because it leaves out all of these nations and how they're integrated into the story of the success of the United States of America. So it's time we get to it. The Amazon is certainly a part of the lung system of the Americas, of the Western Hemisphere, of planet Earth. And rather than see the Amazon as a victim of villainy, these nations can come together to be proactive. And there are many of them, including the bad actor of Venezuela, which exploits its part of the Amazon, the unknowns of Colombia, and then all the way around the borderland. Everybody's involved in the Amazon in South America, and we could make the case for the world as well. Is this advertising of a summit? Same old story. We're going to make a lot of demonstration early on. The Europeans will respond and smile, will raise money, and then the deforestation continues. Is that how to regard this regional summit?
Well, John, Lula has certainly embraced the fight against deforestation and the protection of the Amazon and green issues more broadly. And that's been hugely popular in Europe, as well as, within the United States, especially on the left with the Biden administration. It'll be interesting to see if anything comes out of the Rainforest Alliance Summit in August in Belém there on the Brazilian coast, kind of at the mouth of the Amazon. And again, as you point out, that reflects the fact that although we talk about Brazil, if it were the only country that has the Amazon, really, the Amazon extends into all of the different countries that border Brazil, including Peru and a number of others. Venezuela, as you alluded to, countries like the interior of Guyana and Suriname, et cetera, et cetera. It remains to be seen. Now, Lula, during the first part of his first term in office, did show some success in protecting the Amazon through the protection through the funding of a forestry service. Obama, under his successor Dilma Rousseff, that funding kind of bled off, and you had some continued difficulties in deforestation. Matter of fact, the most recent current figures suggest that despite the establishment of a new new Amazon protection fund, and including the Biden administration kicking in money for it, that actually deforestation in the current year appears to have risen by maybe as much as 40%, although the final figures are not yet in. So it's clear that Lula certainly wants to embrace this, and indeed to show how much the Europeans are enthusiastic about it. The French Guiana, which reminds us that France actually has a physical political representation in South America. So the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, is actually coming to participate in the representation of French Guiana, just to show his dedication to this this issue. So very politically popular, a lot of momentum behind it. It takes more than just money, unfortunately, and there are a lot of social and economic pressures that go behind people who are, for a variety of different reasons, cutting down trees and otherwise, destroying the Amazon.
Complication. What you just said, the deforestation. Some of it is gold plundering, I understand, natural resources. But much of it is deforestation to create arable land, both for livestock that turns into meat that is sold to Europe, and especially the consumer is China, and products such as wheat and soy, all of that involved, and sugarcane, all of that involved in the worldwide energy and food security issues. So Brazil's Amazon is not being thrown away to pirates who sit around and laugh as they drink from gold cups, the Lafitte version of the world. It's in fact converted into food security. Well, let's stop with that, into food security. So I need to hear a remedy that involves the fact that the Amazon is not being wasted. It's being eaten.
Well, you raise a number of very good points, John. Number one, and oftentimes the relationship is indirect. The question of who actually, is responsible for, cutting down the trees that end up, creating the basis for, the farmland, et cetera, et cetera. In some cases, it's illegal loggers who come in, and in some cases, it's people who, literally just, clear cut so that they can, use that territory for agriculture. There's this slow extension of what's referred to as the soy frontier. And if you look at states like Minas Gerais, et cetera, what you see is that the combination of this just over the years has extended the amount of agricultural land in Brazil. But as you also point out, the demand for things like Brazilian soy by places like China, and then of course with the demand for Brazilian pork and beef again by countries like China, but not exclusively by China. That feeds this desire for this pressure and incentives to cut those trees down and otherwise expand the agricultural frontier you have organizations like Obama that there's a question of whether they have enough resources to observe that, to stop that, to prosecute those with adequate fines who are doing so, and then beyond that you have the question of it's not just Brazil. I remember again in 2019-2020 when Brazil was being so thoroughly beaten up, under right of center Jair Bolsonaro, some of the most egregious, wildfires and deforestation were taking place in, for example, Bolivia. So oftentimes it's neglected that the approximately, one third of the Amazon, which is in the hands of countries other than Brazil, that preservation is also important. And if all the focus is just on Brazil and not other countries which have, higher levels of criminality and different pressures of their own on deforestation and less funding to protect their own portions of the Amazon, then you only solve part of the problem. So it really is a very complex and serious problem.
Borderlands are in the news in the Americas. Two of them, a professor referenced one major one, which is the Darien Gap, the borderland between Colombia and Panama that so many young people risk. That is one borderland. We're going to turn to a lesser known borderland that the professor will help us understand because it extends back to the era of gunboat diplomacy and the Monroe Doctrine and Teddy Roosevelt. It's a dispute between the rogue state of Venezuela and the very small state of Guyana. This is The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.